Welcome back to Relationships at Work, the leadership mindset guide for creating a workplace we love. I'm your host, Russell Lolliker, a communications and leadership nerd with a couple of decades of experience in both of those areas and a whole heap of curiosity on how we can make the workplace a better place. If you find yourself being a leader trying to understand and improve your impact on work culture and the employee experience, well, you are in the right place. Welcome to our weekly mini episode, a quick, valuable bit of insight to help shift your mindset and improve your relationships at work in just under 10 minutes. So for our mini episode this week, saying no can be a big yes. If you've ever been in a situation where your boss is representing your team at a meeting, you know they are. They're sitting there at a table with executive representing the team. And you just know they are saying yes to absolutely everything thrown at them. Yes, we'll take on that project too. Yes, I think my team could do better. Yes, we'll work through the weekend. This is a boss that serves up. From their perspective, they're going along to get along. They believe that their role is to make their boss happy. So they are agreeable and just let everything through. A green light to all the asks. Here's the downside of this. That might be good for that boss's career. Sadly, it's true. But it also isn't leadership. It's literally where the term yes man comes from. Though it really isn't gender specific that we're talking about here. As a leader, we have to get comfortable with saying the word no. N-O, it's a complete sentence. Though that probably isn't the case in a lot of organizations. You'll probably have to explain why it's a no, but you can say no. Embracing those yellow and red lights, not just the greens, can be really impactful. Say no to our colleagues, no to our bosses, no to other business areas. And then we have to back it up with the why. Context and implications. That is the mark of a leader and demonstrates advocacy for our teams, which only builds trust, loyalty, motivation, you know, all the good things. I remember reading about Pixar. If you haven't read the book Creativity Inc., highly recommend it. He did an amazing job, their lead at Pixar. So when they got, I believe it was when they got bought up by Disney, it really changed the culture and the expectations of what Pixar was able to do and produce. Ed Catmull told stories of where he would actually have a huge board in his office and he would have popsicle sticks that represented the amount of work each character took to render and create and animate. And there were these popsicle sticks. I think everyone was for a work hour. That would just be lined up beside each character. So say there's four characters and they each have like 20 popsicles each or 25, depending on the complexity of the character. These new executives from Disney would come into the office, storm into the office with great ideas. We should do this. We should do that. We should absolutely do this. Not offering more resources, not offering more opportunities, just simply, hey, I got more work for you to do because I have a great idea. And Ed would look at the board and goes, okay, which popsicles do you want me to remove? Where do you want me to take? Because time is not infinite. We only have a finite amount of time and resources to do things. So what am I taking away for you to get what you want? He's not saying no, but he is providing a lot of context and a lot of implications. Almost every single time that executive would walk out and go, no, I'm good. Thanks. Never mind. And leave. So to illustrate that yes versus no thing, I got a couple examples. I'll use those earlier yeses, but with a no filter. Yes, we'll take on that project. Well, that can become, sorry, no, we're currently at capacity for that deadline. If it's essential, what will we stop doing or postpone to make this possible? Yes, I think my team can do better. Well, that can become, no, I disagree. The team is doing an amazing job in this and that. There's certainly opportunity for growth and development. Where would you like to see us focus on and grow? Yes, we'll work through the weekend. Well, that can become, no, that's outside our work hours and it actually impacts our ability to decompress and refresh. I'll check with them to see what's possible and get back to you with a proposal of what we can do. Now, of course, there may be a few people listening to this go, that just doesn't fit the culture of my organization. I get it. I do. But for a leader, your job is to champion your team. It's to protect your team. Of course, every situation is different. And you may hear me say these things and think of scenarios where a yes should be obvious. Sure, I get that. But a yes should never be the default. This is an opportunity for a leader to be a leader, be a team advocate, and not just an order taker, a peon, a cog in the wheel. That's not a leader. Now, I said the word advocate, and I want to be clear here because I love definitions, and you know I do. Let's define advocate. A person who publicly supports or recommends a particular cause or policy. Publicly. A leader can say one thing to their team, but then go to the executive table and just that goes out the window. That's, again, not good leadership. A leader that only says yes is doing a disservice to their team, executive, and the organization. They aren't working in reality. They are placating authority. Nobody can do everything all the time, and they shouldn't. It's us as leaders. Our job is to educate executive of what's possible and work with them, not always just blindly working for them. So what is saying yes to everything? It's taking on more work than you can handle, and that leads to burnout. It's agreeing with teams not doing good work when they might just need opportunities to learn. That's being undervalued. Being okay with working through off hours? I hear disrespecting boundaries with that. I also hear burnout happening. Meanwhile, on the flip side, saying no is advocating against unreasonable workloads. It's advocating with the reality of team challenges in mind and the efforts needed to overcome them. And lastly, saying no is advocating for rest and boundaries so your team can produce their best work. This isn't about not delivering. It's not. It's about pushing back on being productive for productive sake. This is about protecting our teams, being the voice of our team, fighting for our teams. In essence, actually being a part of the team, rather than, as I said, a cog in the wheel of productivity. So please, and you know this, be a leader, not a cog. One's about human centricity, the other is a cog. That's it. That'll do it for another Relationships at Work mini episode, the Leadership Mindset Guide to Creating a Workplace We Love. I'm your host, Russell Lolliker. Thank you once again for spending your time with me and prioritizing your learning and shifting your mindset. If you have a moment, I have a request. I have a question. Would you, if you're on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, leave a rating and review just to let me know and let the internet know the value of the show and how much you've enjoyed it and what it's meant to you? That would help me so much, and it would really help the show grow. Thank you so much for taking the time.